first half, and from that point forward, you guys kind of picked it up all together with both sides. It's just one of those kind of grinder games you have to get once in a while, and in terms of when you're on your way to doing something special.
Yeah, I mean, they started out pretty hot. We didn't really feel like the momentum was on our side, but they definitely were obviously, they came out swinging. But the game was, 3-0. So it was one of those things that once our offense got going, started making some big plays, took care of the football. Defensively, we got some stops. That momentum just kind of swayed to us, and we never gave it back. We were able to answer every shot that they gave us. That's a good team that's fighting for a lot. Obviously, a huge win for us.
When you see Carson do what he does out there, defense as a defensive unit, how much is that kind of – you see that,
I don't get off the bench on third down, so it's like one of those, you almost expect them to convert no matter what the down and distance is, and that's a great luxury to have, especially the defense, to know that your offense can sustain drives and win on third down. The one, he scrambled out of there, I literally turned around to grab my helmet, and then somehow I look up at the screen, he's still running, so that's the magic of Carson Wentz, but... our offense is obviously doing a great job on third down, and it's been a key to our team's success.
What's one word to describe him?
Magic. I mean, it's some of the things he does. To be as young as he is, you forget that this is only his second year. But the things that he does, a lot of the times I'm on the sideline yelling, slide, because sometimes he goes for just the extra 2 yards that we don't need. But, I mean, it's fun to watch him, man. He's an exciting, electric player. Obviously, we got a lot of eyes on him around the league.
Do you find yourself watching him a little bit more than maybe you have in the past just because he's making all these plays now?
No, I think I watched him probably more last year. I didn't, know what to expect, and it was fun to watch. Now I just kind of – I've seen this movie before, and, we're on the sideline expecting them to drive the field. Like I said, third down, I usually don't even get off the bench.
What do you feel like for this team to have the best record in the NFL right now?
I'm not focused on that. We're trying to win one game at a time. Last year, we were 4-2 and then only won 3 games after that. And the way the momentum swings in this league is it's too hard to win to look past anybody. So the good thing about it is, as we've taken this week-to-week approach, we've stacked up a lot of wins, but we're far from achieving what we want to be. And so the biggest thing is, we've continued to face adversity with injuries and all kind of setbacks. But we've been plugging guys in and moving on. So we've got plenty of things to work on, plenty of guys to get ready to play, plenty of things to keep us grounded and humble. And so we'll focus on that.
Speaking of the injuries, you could be without Jordan for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a hit is that?
I mean, it's a huge hit. That's kind of par for the season. We lose Chris Maragos, you lose Darren Sproles. You lost Darby for a good chunk of the season. Other guys in and out. But somehow we've been able to just, continue to focus on what we can control, and that's getting guys prepared. That's our next opponent, getting guys healthy as fast as we can. So we'll see what's up with that situation. Obviously, he's a huge part of what we do. But it's been encouraging to see guys like Nigel Bradham really step up his game, especially over the last 2 weeks, and take that role as kind of the play caller and getting guys lined up. I think the more reps he gets at that, the more comfortable he'll be. And obviously, we'll pull on some bigger or some more plays from some of these younger linebackers or guys that play mostly special teams. They'll get more reps.